There was great anticipation this Sunday for the Pope's Angelus in Les Combes, as it was the village where the Holy Father has been spending his holidays. Hundreds of people from the Diocese of Aosta and from further afield gathered in a meadow given over for the occasion by the Salesian community to hear the Pope's words.
Thank you for joining me here in Les Combes to pray the Angelus.
Surrounded by a sea of red flowers and protected from the rays of the sun, the Holy Father, during his Angelus address, invited everyone to pray for grandparents. Citing the grandparents of Jesus as an example, he said, "Grandmothers and fathers bore witness to fundamental values and had an important role to play in the formation and education of young people, especially in today's world."
In particolare ci invita a pregare per I nonni.
Before reciting the Marian prayer, the Pope referred to a passage in St. John's Gospel which recounts the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. "In this year of the priest," said the Pope, "we reflect on this text of a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he explained that when priests trust in the Lord, just like in the Gospel story, they can become instruments of salvation for all." This was the Pope's last Sunday in the Aosta region before he travels to Castel Gandolfo on July the 29th, and he took this opportunity to thank the people of the area for their goodwill and discretion during his stay. The Holy Father also joked that he was grateful to God for these days in the beauty of the mountains, despite the misfortune of having fractured his wrist.
Sono grato a Dio che mi ha concesso la gioia di queste giornate, segnate da vera distensione, malgrado il piccolo infortunio a voi ben noto e visibile anche.
Pope Benedict then urged people not to forget God during their holidays, because, he said, the Lord remains at our side and accompanies us on our way. And finally, to the delight of the people of Valdosta, the Pope wished them a lovely summer in their own dialect.
Cher Valdotin, se si fran contentire in chi avivo, preiode per me e per tutta l'Iglesia, accette si suete o bonizzoten.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.